Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, listeners. This is Pat the Talking Bearskin Rogue from Flame On right here on the Nerdy Show Network. If you're looking for some sweet nerdy queer in your ear, then head over to nerdyshow.com/flameon and check us out. We cover everything from TV to movies, comics to drag queens, and so much more. For a gay and geeky slice of pop culture life, get ready to flame on.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. It contains content that might not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised. All Nerdy Show podcasts are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Discover the many ways you can join in at nerdyshow.com. All right, guys, so we have wrapped Liam's campaign. Round of applause for Agnes's Ashes.
It was pretty good. Yeah. I liked it.
And we are going to start Max's new campaign. This is our session zero where we're going to discuss it. And with us, we have a new guest. So around the table today, we've got, you all know me, I'm Josh, and we've got Liam.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Doug.
Hello.
Max.
I'm sorry.
And we have a new guest with us today. That's our good friend, Mr. Andrew Utz.
Hello.
We want to extend a big welcome to him, and we're off to the races. We don't know anything about Max's campaign.
I don't think he does either.
Yeah, he told us he asked if we had any paper so he could start writing one. We're excited to see what he cooks up.
We're just going to yes and a lot of things.
Yeah.
For the improv craft.
Don't we always do that?
Pretty much.
Yes, and we also...
Ooh, Josh, get it.
No, but I think it's a good idea.
I like that. That's a more inclusive improv.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's next level improv.
Mm-hmm.
Max, you have our attention. First, you had our curiosity.
Yes. We are in a far-flung corner of the Empire.
The Akhenotian Empire?
Akhenotian Empire, okay. Which is currently torn asunder in civil war, taking the attention of all military-minded folk in the Empire. So little things like policing and taxes have been pushed aside, if you will, while higher matters are being attended to. And you are a group of Akhenotian Guard who have been voluntold to fix things that you probably should have more people helping you fix.
Right. So voluntold, like, you know, it'd be really great if somebody like you did this thing so they didn't get fired or executed.
Out of a cannon.
So there's four of us. Is four the number of our group, or are there extra NPCs?
No, this is all that they can afford to send to this matter. While important, it is not Civil War important.
Okay.
Like they built a gazebo during the Civil War?
Kind of, yes.
And we have to face it alone?
The gazebo.
How do you guys feel about a gazebo? I like a gazebo.
I generally enjoy them.
Yeah, I'm a fan of gazebo. Yeah.
The ice cream place on 50 has a very nice gazebo.
Yes,
and
it does.
And a gazebo is the perfect place to eat ice cream.
I agree, especially in Florida.
Or holding hands.
Well, in a gazebo?
Whispering Florida sweet nothings.
Well, I mean, none of those are exclusive. Straight. You can be doing all of those things in a gazebo at the same time.
I don't want to whisper and eat ice cream at the same time.
I think it's sweet. You're like leaning against each other, holding hands. You got ice cream. You're licking the ice cream. And you just every once in a while being like,
it's like, man, this vanilla is like kicking ass, isn't it?
You know what else is creamy?
Licking the ice cream runnels that are running down each other's fingers.
So that's gross. I don't want to do that.
So we're guards. Are we well liked? Are we trusted? Or
you?
Are we the fuck ups?
Are we new?
Are not new. You are not from this area. You are just what the local administrator could beg, borrow, and steal.
How long do you think we've been in this military?
You have been in the military at least a decade.
Oh, okay.
You are.
That is age limiting, my dude.
The only requirement I have is that you are members of the Akhenotian Guard. You are not a town guard. You are more of a
National Guard.
Trooper, National Guard kind of thing. You are not military. You are stateies.
Yeah, so like somebody comes to us and they're like, somebody just stole my thing. You're like, you got to report it to those. We don't do that.
Yeah.
There's an ogre above our pay grade, bro.
Let me guess. Someone stole your sweet roll. And now
get
the
over it.
Akhenoten Empire is kind of like a little bit Roman, like they have taken people, Roman, yeah. So the guard wouldn't necessarily have to be just told in from the area. They're a mix of everything.
Yeah, like I would imagine it'd be like, say the army sets up an FOB, and then the Navy is like, hey, we have an operation that's going to be taking place near this area. We're going to send the SEALs in. I mean, we're probably not going to play. I don't know if we're going to play like a Navy SEALs equivalent. We might be. Yeah. We might be the
a team of literal SEALs.
Yeah, we might be the guys from. We might be the guys from MASH, you know?
Yeah.
So
the Penguins of Madagascar.
Yeah, exactly. Campaign. But yeah, like, they have to host us, but they don't boss us around. We have our own boss.
Mm-hmm.
Is that close to...
Yes. Okay. You are very much on your own, and you know it.
Okay.
There will be a greater contingent if you need it, but it is far away, and you must really need it.
Are there regular, like, standard officers, and we're kind of like the upper... Upper crust?
You're not the upper crust. You are definitely mid-tier.
Okay.
You are not what he wanted, but he is happy to at least have you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But there's regular uniforms running around doing regular guard shit.
Not really. In the area you are needed, there is not. Okay. There is a little bit, but in the main town that you are going to be deploying from, yes, there are town guards who are not going to be useful to you.
So when we get our orders, where are we from originally? This town we're leaving? Or no. is this a stop on the way?
This is a mid-tier city in a province, and you are from the capital.
So we'll be stationed in that big city, but then doing stuff outside.
The person that is giving you the job is in that mid-tier city, and he is using you to solve a problem that his boss cares about, but anybody above them doesn't care about.
Okay. Well, where are we from?
You are from the city of Torsnarf.
Torsnarf.
That is nice. Where you are stationed, but you do not have to be from this area. In fact...
Spell Torsnarf for me.
Torsnarf.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Torsnarf is the regional power area, but this is not really an area that has power. This is very much a new province of the Empire.
Now, if we lived near Torsnarf, it'd be likely that we... It's a fun word to say. If we were stationed at Torsnarf and we'll be deployed from there.
Yeah.
If we lived there growing up, is it likely that we would have ended up there as...
Yes.
Okay.
Like, if you were born in Darris, had any ambition, you would be in Torsnarf.
Okay.
Darris
is an outside of... So you've named all these cities surrounding it. Can you give us an idea of, like, the landscape?
So there is a mountain range outside of Darris, which is usually known as, like, the Darris Mountains, just because people moved there and started Darris. And a river, the river Wit, flows out of the mountains, past Darris, into Witsnarf, where it flows...
Torsnarf?
Witsnarf.
Okay.
So there's a river Wit.
The river Wit
passes through Witsnarf.
Creates sort of a delta at Witsnarf, where it flows to Torsnarf, and also continuing on to Ketchnarf.
So there's Torsnarf, Witsnarf, and Ketchnarf?
Ketchnarf. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Also Kerr and Darris.
And these are towns along the way of the
These
river
are width? Towns in the general area.
Okay.
If you were from Torsnarf, you would know Kerr and Darris.
Okay.
But if you are not, you would not know or care about them.
Okay.
Definitely not Ketchnarf. Ketchnarf is far toe pit of the Empire. Not even armpit or leg pit. Toe pit.
Feet fingers?
Yes. That little crevasse.
Is it heavily forested? Is it like...
In Kerr and Torsnarf, it is more hilly. It is foothills leading down from the mountain. And then once you get to Witsnarf, it starts to lose the hills and pick up a little more forest. And Ketchnarf is a lake town. And outside of that, it is forested, but not heavily forested. It is more definitely rural.
Okay.
Like kind of alpine. alpine-ish, but like what kind of real world would you compare?
Upstate Nevada-ish, almost. Hilly, mountainy, but it is not complete alpine. There are dales and valleys and fields.
Okay.
All right.
But you would not know that, because no one who is not from Ketchnarf knows anything about Ketchnarf.
Okay. We are leaving Torsnarf.
You're leaving Torsnarf to go to Witsnarf.
We are going to Witsnarf. Okay.
Yes. Witsnarf is where the guy who has called for you needs you. He is in Witsnarf. He is not fancy enough to be stationed in Torsnarf, which is an insult.
Okay. So, That's probably enough to get off to the races, right? Yeah. Unless there's some big thing like, this is the kind of thing I want from you guys. Like,
really? I want to say you are part of the guard. You have been doing this for a while. And you definitely know that no one is watching over you.
Okay.
This is a matter of importance to the leader of Witsnarf. And really, nobody else cares.
But he's been a pain in the ass.
He's your boss. Gets us. Yeah.
Okay.
He is definitely a cog in the Akhenoshan Empire, but he is a very, very far-flung teeny cog.
So we're trading hands into his hands.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Because he is absolutely able to request stades and even military units, and he has spent the past year or two requesting everyone he can, and you are what he gets.
Okay.
So while he is not happy to have you, he is happy to have you.
You guys think that this is a thing that happens to us all the time? Like, maybe like, oh, you sent him on that last thing, it worked out okay. Send him on this next thing, and we're just like, oh, fucking.
Do you think we should be a unit that moves together? Like, we've been together on a couple of missions, mm-hmm. or are we thrown together pretty recently?
That's tough. Well, let's get into, mm-hmm. Mechanically, what do you guys want to play? And we can try to work those things in there.
For Liam's campaign, one of the first things I thought of, but then quickly discarded in favor of, like, the Citadel thing, was swashbuckly.
Ah, okay.
Something, and I've come up with more of a character idea to match that. I'm thinking high dexterity, like high moving, not quite scoundrel because we're in like the army, I suppose, but scoundrel might be the path for that, just to be able to move really fast and with a rapier.
Take no limitations to any job.
Okay. Also, I think mechanically everything is woozy enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You are in service of an empire that mm-hmm. is so vast that no one knows if you are doing anything.
Right. Like, by that I mean not like, oh, I'm not going to do scoundrel because the name is weird, but rather more like, I wasn't thinking like poison. I was thinking a little more...
Champion
please,
can do that as well. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a facet of them.
Yeah.
Actually, zealot champion.
Yeah.
Aspect speed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. And think of this more as not the FBI, because they were always cornbread, like high tops. Think of this more as like late 1800s Texas Rangers, to where like they just scraped you off the street and put a badge on you.
Or even like...
are we marshals?
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds kind of like U.S. marshals, where like, we just need somebody to go.
Yeah, no, perfect.
All right, we're marshals. Mm-hmm. I like that, because I was going to say, what is the name of our organization?
Cool.
So we're Akhenoshan Marshals?
Mm-hmm. You are a flying squad of...
We are marshals.
It's going to be a very different film.
So you are not recruiting poster. Like, you don't have to be, we are the army, we are this. You are there to do a job, and really only a few people are going to know if you do that job or not well, right, or do it poorly.
And it doesn't. And because we're not poster children, they don't really care if we win or not. They just like, shut this guy up.
Ideally, you win.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
And if you win, it will be one drop into the swimming pool of the Akhenoshan Civil War.
Okay, so we know this isn't important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
You would know that maybe more than the guy who is sending you out knows that. It's his job to fix this, and it's important to him because it's his job.
Now, I know there's a civil war going on, so reasonably there's going to be some kind of front or central area where the fighting is going to be heaviest. Where
you
are we in relation?
Miles away from... You are the Colorado Union troops in the Civil War.
Okay. But I almost think that's too modern a war to think of. I would almost think, like, think ancient war. There is a host somewhere, but it's running around. There's not a front.
Right.
There's an army.
There's armies.
Hannibal. Yeah, Hannibal. Well, like, there still just would be one main one. He's like, Hannibal is ravaging through...
It's very much
the
like
Italian peninsula. And
Stormcloak
Genghis
Rebellion
is just washing up.
The Stormcloak Rebellion is a good way of thinking of it.
Yeah. It's the Stormcloak Rebellion, and you have to solve a crime
in solitude.
Yeah, not even solitude. In like
Markarth.
Yeah.
No, in a village off of Riften.
I don't know if I would put it that close. I would say
Falkreath.
Like,
no, Falkreath's too big.
Not even in Skyrim. Like, you are...
Helgen? Yeah. Like, we're like...
Not in Skyrim at all. You are... I don't know my Tamriel geography that way.
Oh, and...
But if you go into another province, Skyrim is, like, kind of small.
On the island.
Yeah.
Unless we're at the... Solstheim?
Solstheim. Solstheim.
Still too close.
All right.
In my mind...
Morrowind.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Like, Morrowind's a backwater nothing.
Where are the cat people from?
Elsewhere. Literally, not...
So, Skyrim is broken up into a civil war, and you have to solve a crime in Elsewhere.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So right. The chance of you running into a military force against you is...
It's literally like Tullius in Skyrim.
Yeah.
It's like, because like, what am I doing here? Like, this is... I want to go back to...
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, he's putting down the Stormcloak Rebellion is what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
But he wants to be in Cyrodiil.
So we're a group of troops that Tullius is putting to work in Skyrim, basically. And why do we spend so much time figuring out this metaphor?
Skyrim is wonderful.
Yes. Ideally, you are not from Torsnarf or anywhere around here, but please feel free to do what you want.
Okay.
You guys can fuck me over and I'll be from Witsnarf or something.
No.
We're all from Ketchnarf.
Yeah.
I'd be from Daris if anywhere, honestly.
Character-wise, the thing I always lean towards is support, just naturally. So if I just wanted to go with like what I found comfortable, I would just be pure command and be happy. But I don't want to do that. I want to try new shit. And so I don't really want to do a support role this time around.
All right.
And that includes tanking, if I can help it. So I was thinking either pure damage in the form of ranged being either bows or magic, or up in your face, you know, melee meat grinder.
Okay.
Because those are things I just don't usually do. What do you guys think for...
Having looked everything over, I always seem to gravitate back towards some kind of caster in the system. Mm-hmm. Even when I started looking at melee, I tended to find myself wanting to incorporate some of the more caster, like, properties into the melee to make it more interesting. I'm open to trying anything because it's all new to me, but that's where my, like, I have an idea of a character personality that works best if I'm ice somewhere. It's a Gelt Otter.
Yeah. Oh, well, which is what Max played last time. And Doug's played a Gelt Otter as well, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, actually, so do you want to do professions first? Because that might give us a better idea. All right.
I did a Gelt Otter that was core ice, and it was the fucking bomb.
Yeah. Like, Max did a Gelt Ice back before they were Mustelids.
When they were communist dwarfs.
Yeah.
But man, the Gelt Archer was pretty...
Yeah, it was pretty gross. Okay, so professions, what? Like, what's our role in the group? You know what I mean?
I would like to be a retired NCO.
Wait, so you're retired, but you're doing this as...
I would have been in the military and then gone into the National Guard afterwards, because if you know people who actually do that, it's pretty sweet deal.
Gotcha.
Right. So your profession would be what, like, soldier?
And it would be NCOs are a very specific thing. They are officers who rose through the ranks. They weren't granted that position.
Right. Mm-hmm. They were okay. Yeah. They didn't
enlisted sign men yeah. that moved up.
Okay. Yeah. So like military officer, right?
Sergeant.
Okay. And if that's the case, like, what kind of skills would that do for our 4-person group? I'm just trying to think of like where the holes will need to fill. You know. Right. So it'll be like being able to predict like the weaknesses of a encampment, being able to plan things,
or even just like more like morale marching. I mean, they weren't the tactical masterminds; they were boots on the ground direction.
Okay, I was thinking medic because I hadn't done medic yet. I think it's fun. It could be that or magician, like the wizard. You know, through like ritual magic and like identify, because like each one of these professions carries with it a knowledge component, right? So. If there's somebody we meet that's like a famous person in the Akhenaten Empire, a retired NCO is more likely to know who that is.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I think if we're going to come across magical stuff, we need somebody to do that. We need a medic for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
My gut doesn't want to go magic.
Right.
Because that's generally what I do. I mean, but I think maybe I should then. Maybe I should go for that.
Mm. If your gut says no, then you should do it. Which is the
opposite. That's what I mean, yeah.
The opposite of the advice of the real world. Character-wise, as far as myself, I don't know what I was thinking. Like, just straight melee with a rapier, like quick hop around, kind of not tanking by any means, but like trying not like literally the opposite of what I did for last campaign. But
I think we're talking profession more than mechanics,
right? So what I'm getting to is like, I think my guy, maybe like son of nobility. I had this idea in mind of professional socialite who
was like a noble.
Yeah, like a noble who really never got his hands dirty.
Patrician.
Right, and his dad was like, look, you're good for nothing. Why don't you join the army and become a man? And he's a complete fop. Like, you would not ever want this guy as part of the army. Mm-hmm. But I think the thing that's interesting is that he gets in the army and regardless, like, because of his socialite, like, oh, well, I, horseback riding and hunting and fencing is the only thing that kept him alive. But the army has not broken him as far as, like, right. being a fop goes. So
well, I think, yeah, noble, right? Like, you, yeah. when it yeah. comes to, like, I mean, your actual job is what we're doing. But,
right.
But, like, in terms of your skill set, separate from that.
The socialite noble.
Yeah. Who, like, the party face, even. Like,
or, yeah, you're just the high charisma of of schmoozing. Like, a definite people person. But even though he's in the army and it's, like, oh, this is terrible. Oh, my... It's like everyone's... You know, well, we're in the same uniform. It's ghastly. I think we all need to put on some flair, why don't you? Just complete, like, just someone who's completely doesn't belong in the army, but no matter how hard anyone tries, he just, for some reason, hasn't died yet.
Like, you're the musketeer. We're all musketeers, but yes. You're the one when we got a tabard, you're like, oh, finally.
Exactly, exactly. Definitely musketeerish. I watched an older film take on the Scarlet Pimpernel, and it was really good, but I was obsessed with the alter ego of the Scarlet Pimpernel, yeah. which was the dummy who was just, oh my goodness, this is, go over to France with the guillotines? No! It's completely, you know, but of course, that's just the cover. Real dude was kind of a badass, but that's the fun of it.
So, foppish Bruce Wayne. God,
yes.
Like, jack of all trades.
Like, what was the, who was the
drunk? You guys remember that show, right?
No.
That was a Bruce Campbell.
You mean Briscoe County Jr.?
No.
It was a different one.
Oh. Well, I think, like, who was the drunk musketeer? Was it Porthos? I think yes. it was.
I
almost imagine kind of like that, where he's just entitled and too good yeah. for everything.
You know, I
drunk.
Never thought about
Porthos
that.
Porthos was a pirate, though.
Yeah. Kiefer? We talking Kiefer? We no, talking that's... Sheen? We talking...
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the other one. The one yeah. where it's the famous French actor with the big nose.
The painter from... Oh, Gerard Depardieu?
Yeah.
You guys seen his Monte Cristo? It's pretty good.
No.
Yeah, no, it's like 5 hours long, so it's...
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I read that book.
I liked it. I read it, and I was thinking, like, is this guy just Dracula the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, that's a cool idea, and then I looked it up, and someone had already made, like, a really bad version, like the Count von Monte Cristo, and I was like, ugh.
Did you see the one with Jim Caviezel?
Oh, yeah.
Guy yeah. Pierce,
that one was really good.
With Richard Harris, that was good. Yeah. I liked that.
Jim Caviezel's a weirdo, but that was a good-ass movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Henry Cavill. So, yeah, Henry Cavill was the son, so he was the young Superman.
That's right. Holy shit. That's crazy. I never really made that. It's yeah, that's his face. Okay. I don't know. What do you think? You're thinking of a profession, like your character's outlook, your skill set.
That one I hadn't come up with a ton of really good ideas on, just because this will be the first campaign of any kind mm-hmm. that I've played on tabletop other than the one-off that we did.
Right.
So there's a lot of the aspects that I understand the concept, but I have no practical experience in. The only idea I had come up with was possibly being from a family, like my family would have been stewards mm-hmm. kind of thing, where he has a kind of passed down knowledge from being around it of kind
management.
Of like, yeah, like the head butler his father would right. have been. Like, I don't know if you've ever watched Downton Abbey. But there is, like, Carson is the head butler of this show. And basically that entire house, including the lords that run it, Carson is the top of power because everything falls apart if he's not there.
Right.
And being kind of like a cast out. Because I know magic is new and on the idea of doing a mage.
It's
kind of.
It's, what would we say, 500 years old for ritual magic and like 1,000 years old for yeah. something like that. Okay. I've written down somewhere. But yeah, it's new in the sense of like. We haven't really gotten it all ironed out yet, but okay. it's a cultural...
See, I thought maybe it was newer, people still distrustful, so someone manifesting, you can kind of find ways that, like, why is this character in the middle of nowhere in the Akhenoten Empire? Manifested their powers, the mm-hmm. people around him freaked out, mm-hmm. off they went.
Yeah.
That's still very applicable.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah though, you could. Like, well, the whole thing is, I don't think you'd be from Akhenosh then. Akhenosh seems pretty metropolitan and, like...
Yeah.
Cool with body.
It's
magic.
Also very. It's also like a very new empire.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. you know that's the idea. So if you want to go for like rote straight professions of like oh boilerplate, what's useful? Medic, alchemist, you know, wizard, scholar. These kind of things.
Scholar would work pretty well.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, so here's the thing. So we don't have an alchemist, right? So we're not making potions, mm-hmm. but we can buy potions.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a medic, so we'll have to bring people back. If they get diseases, if they want, you know, treatment for things like that. No, this is not this is not a criticism. I think all that's very interesting. Like,
well, no, this is good to know, though.
Yeah. And yeah, because like Slish was our medic, Chuki was our alchemist in our last one, right? Mm-hmm. And to go without those might be really interesting. But to have like a wizard, you know, well, like a wizard in the sense of like the book person who studies rituals and mm-hmm. may actually not have any magical talent themselves. I don't know.
Liam, thoughts?
What? Why are you looking at me?
Which just wondering what
general thoughts? Yeah. What are your opinions?
I'm into it.
So a character concept I came up with was a guy who was a swordsman / fire mage. A while ago, and I really like that concept. I don't know if I want to use it for this because he was kind of a wild dude. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's appropriate for our group, or maybe we're all just wild, and that's why they put us together and kicked us out. Like, you know, like they can't
all misfits in their own way,
right? They can't get rid of us, so they just this is the closest thing.
The inglorious bastard marshals.
Yeah, kind of like that. I was thinking more like
F troop.
Yeah.
True.
Well, we have a like melee kind of dexterity base is where you want to go. You have options, but thinking mostly damage.
Yeah.
So, Liam, that puts you and I kind of in a position to decide like which support role we want to fill.
I was thinking maybe mixed Citadel Command. Okay. Which way, I do not know yet.
That could be either way and be great. Max did Command, Core, Citadel, step mm-hmm. one. And then Doug... You didn't pick up any command, right? But you did Core Citadel, and Savannah was Core Citadel Step 1 Champion. We know those are all valid, so there's no bad choice there.
I like the idea of being like the healer. Like roles are what I gravitate towards in any kind of RPG.
Healer steps are really good in this game, by the way. Yeah. Like they're real fun.
I was very impressed by Core Radiance. And its performance. I was gratified by it.
Yeah, so you were Core Radiance, which offers the shield. And was there like a direct heal in there as well? Yeah,
burst heal.
Yeah, it was a burst heal.
Okay, yeah, that's
Golden
right.
Golden flare.
It's nice.
Okay.
And the shielding builds up stacks of retribution, which you can then unload on an enemy. But then there's also Core Zealotry. If you're thinking Core Healing, there's Core Radiance and Core Zealotry. Core Zealotry has an attack that if you land it, you can put a heal over time effect on somebody that lasts until the end of the scene or until you do the attack again and move it to somebody else.
Yeah, gotcha.
So they're both good. Core Zealotry also gets the aspects. You know, you switch between aspects to get other bonuses that are big. And Core Radiance is very straightforward.
Okay.
If you're going to be a swashbuckler, and Liam seems like he's kind of going for the command, but frontline command, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go magic. Kind of want to try ice. I've never done ice.
Ice is, in my opinion, ice was one of the more fun ones I played. So,
but do I want to go core ice or core decay and then ice? Because that could be good too.
Malediction is super dope.
Yeah,
but ice armor is super dope.
and it also augments all your spell damage.
Yeah. The question is, do I want to go Tal'Dorei and then really mix and match?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of option there.
Get that three.
I think I might just go full glass cannon and do core death step one ice.
Dope. The problem is when you are fired, you're going to shatter, though, because glass can't handle the force of a cannon blast.
That's true. Maybe I should just do double death.
Hello,
Boston.
I haven't seen a double death.
Pool was a double death in our original playtest.
Are you looking between Radiance and Celotry?
They're both good. I'm not sure which, like, I didn't have a pure healer kind of thought. Mm-hmm. So I'm not 100% sure. I guess I probably want to stay ranged. I like the idea, though, of being in
Core Radiance, step one, anything where you're using a reach weapon.
Mm-hmm.
I know from experience, it's a son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. But also, I think almost all of Zealotry's abilities say that they can be used to range or melee.
Yeah.
Or marksman, and then your caster ability or range ability.
Yeah, marksman, I like how that pairs with the casting quite
just
a
the
bit.
Plus one to hit is just was so nice
cover
on my marksman.
Fire. Fucking cover fire.
That was amazing. Cause we're like,
fucking cover
miss,
fire.
Miss.
Yeah.
Core Zealotry, step one radiance would be pretty good. And then if I'm not doing ice, then I'm not tied to the otter idea. So I would probably go Tal'Dorei at that point.
So then you get an extra step one. Now, would you want to be melee or would you want to use melee weapons or range weapons with that build? Because both work. If you do step one Zealotry, any weapon you're wielding, you can wield a two-handed weapon and still cast with it.
Yeah, I would think
Hammer.
Yeah, Zealotry, core, step one, and then step one Radiance.
So you're like a full war priest.
I like that.
Like a, almost like a paladin, except for you've got more healing ability.
Or going down that route, you could do, because the shielding of the radiance is going to be just ridiculous. The step one zealotry would be very good, and then throw in like some champion in there.
That shielding is really good.
Yeah. Would, now you guys have actually done like the mechanics of this. Would stacking melee that heavy cause us any kind of logistical irritation? Because that puts three of us there and one caster in the back.
It's what we're here to find out.
Not fair enough. Yeah, not really. Well, I think if you want to use a reach weapon to compensate for that, that works too, you know. But if you don't worry about it. You'll figure it out. It's not
okay.
Something like that won't shut down a group.
I'm now almost thinking double citadel, one command. What's core command got?
We buffed it when Max started playing it because it was a little light. Now it has stratagem. So when an ally misses with a scene or daily attack, you make a basic attack against their target. And if that attack hits, the ally's attack is not expended.
Pretty good.
Never mind, I'm going core command.
They also get troop assessment once per day. You can full heal somebody as a swift action.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's
and pretty good. Follow my lead at will attack. You make a melee attack, and before or after, one ally within five spaces may disengage two spaces.
Yeah, I'm going. That's what I'm doing. Yeah,
core command's very good.
I might go core command, step one citadel then instead.
Well, step one citadel only gets you warding strike. Yes. And what's the once per day? Not so fast. Not so fast is really good.
Not so fast is. Yeah. I like the idea of having two reaction attacks.
Yeah.
And warding strike is just so very useful.
Mm-hmm.
And then take the shot if there's somebody.
Take the shot is good. What else is step one command then?
Because take the shot is consistently good. Yeah. It's not overpowered, but it's useful.
Step one command. Allies get plus one to any attacks that you grant.
Okay.
Take the shot. You know what that does.
Mm-hmm.
All according to Keikaku. An enemy hits you with a melee attack. The enemy has fallen for the bait, allowing you and an ally to attack at the same time.
Yeah, I think I'm...
As you attack, one ally within five spaces may move up to their speed and perform a basic melee attack against the same target.
Yeah, I think I might go... I'm thinking double command, one citadel.
So definitely a Tolden then.
Yeah, a lot of reaction attacks. Not unlimited opportunity attacks.
What does core champion get?
Core champion gets challenge, which is great. But I think the mechanics have changed since you last reviewed challenge.
Yeah.
It's gotten better.
I think it's gotten more... I think it's the same but more elegant. It requires less piloting.
Well, no, it gained an extra bonus. Melee specialist, you get plus one to all attacks with melee weapons. Challenge, you let all enemies know who among them is next to die, and it... You select one enemy that you can see. You gain plus one to attack and plus one to damage against that enemy. When the enemy dies, that bonus persists, and you can challenge another person. And when they die, it stacks. So it stacks with itself, but only one person can be challenged at once.
So once an enemy is killed, it stacks to becomes a plus two on the next enemy?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, plus one to attack, plus one to damage. And then you get Deadly Arc, which is it attacks everybody around you with a melee attack.
It's pretty good, Doug.
I was core citadel last time, so that sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you wanted to use a rapier, the rapier, you have to have a hand free to get this bonus, but you get plus four to attacks opportunity.
I mean, if I'm in there with the rapier, I'd imagine it's very old school style, so a hand free is pretty...
Then what's your step one is the question.
I gotta look into it. I'll see.
Scoundrel might be nice.
Scoundrel might have some cool things I can pick up.
Do you want to know Scoundrel step one?
Yeah, what's the... Yeah, what
core Scoundrel actually might be better for the build you're talking about. We haven't... The only Keith went core scoundrel with Nesbitt, but didn't play it the same way.
Sneak attack is dope.
Yeah, with a piercing weapon, you get sneak attack. You get the extra dice, but if you use different weapons, you get different shit now. Let's go to scoundrel. Scoundrel step one. That's what Frixa got.
Yeah.
So venom collector, stinging venom, where you can put venom on your weapon. You get sweep the leg. You can upend them. And Venom Strike, where you can...
Only thing I like about that right now is Sweep the Leg.
Okay.
Because the Venom thing wasn't quite...
It's not as swashbuckly as what you... Yeah.
But that Sweep the Leg will be fucking useful.
But the whole thing is, like, Step 1 Champion doesn't really... It seems very muscular-y.
Well, not really just being like, you, sir, I challenge you.
No, I think core works fine. I don't think Step 1 is flavorful.
But if I go, for example, if I go core champion... Step one scoundrel, step one champion. I can knock him on the ground, and then have the bonus of the step one champion of the executioner.
That's a lot for a step one, though, to get the one ability and then not use Venom Strike all the time.
Well, but because he's told, and he can choose between one of two different per scene combat attacks. So right. you get Helmet Splitter and Venom Strike as your two. But you also get Overwhelming Strike and Double Strike.
So I think I'm going to go with a Tolden, Core Radiance, Step 1 Marksman.
Interesting.
Because Dazzling Ray can be used as a basic ranged.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. And then you can double...
Rapid Fire. Yeah.
Well, the only thing about that is that if you Rapid Fire, you're only getting the die bonus.
Right.
So you're not getting to add your composure to the damage.
But in the event of...
In a pinch.
Yeah, like healing. No, it's useful. Fire for healing is more what I was thinking on that one.
That's pretty good. Is that still a D6? I think it's a D6 at tier 1 or tier 2, right? I don't know. Double death or ice death in whatever configuration. I'm still kind of on the fence. But I also don't know what race I want to be. I was thinking Eshwin.
If you go double death with Eshwin, that'd be interesting. Sucking up the life force out of him, you know, bouncing across the battlefield like a pinball.
And I also you'd have vampirism.
Yeah.
As an Eshwin, you get hit points every time one of your attacks reduces an enemy to zero. That could be pretty cool. I think also, I do kind of want to do it because one of the things I want to bring up is that Eshwin, I think, out of all the races, they need a buff. Everybody else seems pretty on the level, but I think we could change one thing and it would do it.
Now, which Eshwin are you going to be?
Oh, I don't know. So we've got three, right? We've got the Edon, and they're a louche collection of nomadic peoples, almost like the Romani style. Mm-hmm. Very musical. There's the Larsa, who are military and religious, hierarchical. It seems a little off base for this character because he's joined up with the Akhenotians and that kind of... Or she. Maybe mm-hmm. she. And then there's the Susavon, and they're avant-garde. Their social hierarchies are based on achievement in the arts and philosophies. That makes sense if he's like a scholarly wizard, you know?
Yeah. Why don't you just play the Guffbutt Warhound?
Mage Hound.
Did I not mention you guys are all just mage hounds?
You know what change I think will help Eshwin? So their ability echolocate, it's a once per scene. You emit a supersonic cry revealing the exact location of enemies who would otherwise be hidden to your party, right? And it's once per scene. I think if we just make it an at will, that will make all the difference.
I think so, yeah.
Right? Like it's a adjacent cone 5, so it's not like you can see in the dark or anything like mm-hmm. that. And it's a swift action. So yeah, I think. How do you feel about that? I mean, I know this is a design episode, but maybe we change that.
That will sound reasonable for that if that's the racial bonus.
It's a distance of 5 in a cone. It's not even like around them.
Yeah. It's also incredibly situationally majorly beneficial. But you could also play several campaigns and it just never come up.
Yeah, we haven't dealt with rules on darkness and stuff like that yet, but they're coming. They got to. I mean, we're gonna do. You know, it's why I added a passive light source in Echoes of the Star Crypt, because we didn't have mechanics for that yet.
So you mean darkness is like an environmental condition?
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The closest we had was there was a tornado people couldn't see inside of, and then...
Right.
And then Katie, as Vaughn, screeched and revealed the location of people. Right.
Well, anything like just a dark area would have been difficult to really do anything about because of Liam being able to just light his tail on fire. Correct. And just... undo all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's still very tiny. It's not a big...
Well, but here's the thing. It serves a... Echolocate counts for people who are invisible as well.
Right.
Yeah, I think I'll do Eshwin. I'll do an Eshwin wizard. Kind of leaning towards double death and vampirism.
Sounds
cool.
Double death.
Double death. All right. I'm doing it. I'm getting Eshwin, double death. And I think I'm going to go...
I have a name for my guy.
What's the name?
He's Sergeant Regibald Winthrop Dane.
It's very English.
Yes.
Oddly not Danish.
He's from the Danelaw. He's from the north.
What race is he?
Tolden. I need the versatility.
Now, it occurs to me that we are law enforcement.
Yes.
I am now full healer, kind of leaning towards taking the medic because it just completes the dynamic that makes my character Watson.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because you had talked about wanting to do that, and we're investigating things. You have a very English name. I'm a healer. I can be the long-suffering, like...
Sadly, I'm Lestrade,
private now, that's been following you around.
I think you're thinking of Detective Dr. Kelton... Professor Dr. Detective Dr. Professor Kelton Mandegrove.
Yeah, I almost think that... Maybe that'd be more appropriate for you to be attached to my character for that reason, because mm-hmm. he's just an eccentric wizard.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I'll be Lestrade.
Okay.
You'll be gotcha. Watson. You'll be Sherlock, and you'll be dead.
I say, or the Scarlet Pimpernel.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be Sherlock.
That is the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen campaign if I've ever heard it.
Yeah, it would be really great.
Something we haven't talked about yet. Max's campaign is going to be the first campaign that we do the dice tier system.
Yes.
We're that's the new version. We're all doing it. We're all comfortable with it, right? Roughly, we think.
Yeah.
All right, great.
Yes, yeah.
I feel good about it.
We'll figure it out.
It won't come up till we level up anyway.
Okay, I'm going to be an old female bat sorcerer. Who,
the old bat.
Yeah, the old bat. She's a Susavon. Think she'll look like... What are cool-looking bats?
Ooh. Fruit bats are looking cool.
Not the one that looks like it has a vagina on its face, please.
Yes.
Because I don't want to have to draw it.
Wolf bat?
There's some weird-looking bats.
Yep.
Ooh, look at this thing.
I kind of like that one, though.
That's gross. We'll say she's a wizard, and she was under the... She studied for, like, decades... Under another wizard. He died before finishing her education, and all of his shit, he was in debt, so all of his stuff got repossessed, and now she's like, well, guess I'll join the army. Like, I'll figure it out.
What's the name of, what was my regiment?
Were you were frontline?
Yeah.
Akhenoshan Empire.
Because it wouldn't be rifles, because they don't have rifles.
Where were you from?
The north. I'm from the north.
Okay. Any particular part of the north?
No, because we don't have all of that written out.
We have imaginations.
What kind of landscape do you think?
Were you...
Definitely seaside.
Okay. Mounted or unmounted?
Like mountainous.
Mounted on a horse?
Like a mounted regiment.
No, not cavalry, no.
Where Dragoon, maybe? Where you got off the horse and then
Dragoon
fought?
I like.
Dragoon? Okay.
Cliffs of Dover?
No, because that is in the south.
No, but you just said seaside.
Yeah.
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 I would think more like...
I thought you were talking about north of the Akhenoshan Empire, which could be any fucking thing we want.
I think more like Galloway.
Okay. So let's call you the Salt Hill Dragoons.
All right. The 47th?
47th.
There would probably not be that many. It'd be like the third Salt Hill.
Third Salt Hill Dragoons. So you would ride into battle and then get off your horse and fight.
Yeah.
No kiss.
But do we have horses? Or are they all riding dillos?
Although dillo, as far as like a spur of the moment...
For like creation? An ox, like a beast of burden.
Yes. So perfect. Yeah, I don't think we could have in a design.
We're not going to try. We're not going to try to do anything.
Did better.
Just
yeah.
Dillo's it.
Dillo, yeah. Well, there should be other beasts of burden.
Sure.
But that's a good one.
Yeah. That's the good standard.
I think horses are fine. I just don't get people who are super into horses.
Yeah, horse girls?
Yeah.
Not to point out women, but horse women are.
But if someone like has a horse on their property, I'll go hang out with the horse for a little bit. It's not so bad.
Not I. I don't trust him.
I don't trust anything that's mean to me. So
that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, I think it's a good life lesson. It's worked out not well.
I'm going to use a staff.
All right.
To bypass armor.
Nice.
The end.
thinking about axe.
I was thinking staff too.
Broken glass.
The idea of a pike is still really good, but I would have to switch marksman over to zealotry to just be a menace in there, creating the upper hand and healing and. But it's risky. Mm-hmm. It's a risky proposition to be in there like that.
Not with me, baby. Maybe sword?
Hand axe or like...
No, dagger. Shield and dagger.
That's not a bad idea.
The effect based off a missed attack of opportunity. What class was that?
That was core marksman.
Oh, that's core marksman.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Cover fire.
It makes core marksman sick.
Well, because I just thought about the fact like if I'm in there creating the upper hand and I'm... technically just a caster who's got a little bit of armor on and I'm the one threatening, I'm going to get attacks of opportunity and routinely miss them because I'm not really there using a pike effectively. So I'll probably stick with either wand or staff.
Yeah. Wand's pretty good.
It is. I like I like that mechanic as it has been very useful for Keith.
Agreed.
Maybe hammer though.
Like a war hammer and then Labor. Have a smaller
well, no, like
hammer
a,
on
like
the side.
A mace. Like a mate, just a mace.
Mm-hmm. One or two. One-handed.
I'm going straight frontline shock troop.
Vicious as fuck. That's cool as hell.
Follow me, gents.
Yeah.
You're going to be my best friend.
Mace and shield.
I'm still thinking step one champion, core champion, step one scoundrel is what I'm thinking.
Would a flail be a reach weapon?
No.
We don't have a flail yet, really. I don't know. Are you using a shield?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So if you're using a shield, what's like a good one-handed weapon? I mean, hammer's great because of the armor you know, by
part of me is also just thinking, like, the street aesthetic of it.
Yeah. But, I mean, sword fits that aesthetic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even, you know, spear, like Doug did that with a spear is very good, you know, and you could just drop it and pull your sword out when they close the distance. I was actually really satisfied with the one-handed reach spear mechanics. I didn't feel like it was broken. It felt appropriate.
I had problems with it, but we'll get into that.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm also kind of into that outfit, too, because that is a tried-and-true military setup for 3,000 years.
Yeah. Right, so I already filled out my dice tier shit, my character. Nice. Very, very easy.
Now, Doug, just to warn you, most of your enemies will be children. Are you going to be okay with that?
I think you're confusing him for pool.
Didn't we murder a whole room of children and people in Liam's?
We threw the grenade, Molotov or whatever.
Yeah, you killed all of them.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. But this will come out after that.
Yeah, so. I'm still behind an episode or two. I think I'm missing a design episode. And
no, I think that happened on the one that was released Sunday.
I have no guilt about it because my captain told me to do it. And I'm like, all right.
Cool.
How was that?
Keep that attitude.
The old Nazi defense.
I really hope you're good at following orders.
In my defense, I opened the door, asked them to leave. They hissed at me. I said, Captain, what do you want to do? He said, throw it. So I did.
Yeah, if you open a door and a raccoon hisses at you, game's over.
Yeah, man, if you open a door and ask someone to leave through the door that you're currently occupying, it's not your fault.
It's true.
They didn't do anything. And then I decided to
You don't
not
even
do
know
anything.
If they speak your language.
I don't.
The police don't even ask. They just throw the grenade in the first place. They open the door, throw the grenade, and they're like, can you leave now? Well, we're dead, so.
So, yes.
Yes.
We
left. I think my bat is gray.
How old?
I put 38.
Is that old for an Eshwin?
No, I think it's just old to be in the military.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
She started late.
Definitely.
Especially if you're not an officer.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And her name will be Nin. N-I-N.
9-inch nails.
Yeah. She's got them. Don't get close.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So we printed up our character sheets and the new dice tier system with how the abilities go and stuff. Ooh, this is all of our first time filling out this new character sheet.
Okay.
How do you guys feel about it?
I'm into it.
I like it. I feel pretty good. You know, I have a couple questions that are more related to my lack of knowledge about the system, but it's very intuitive.
Yeah. Okay.
Should I go with a mace?
Why not?
Or like a war pick?
Pick would be piercing, right? Primarily.
1 in 20.
I don't know. I kind of do like the spear sword. Just the vibe of it is really cool.
For me, I think aesthetically, I like shield axe. You know, that's what I did in Skyrim. Mm-hmm. That's like such a bruiser.
That's what Kelton does.
But I'm very lukewarm on chopping.
Oh, with that getting the pluses?
Yeah.
I mean, a sword you can choose.
Yeah.
You can choose piercing or chopping.
Just the idea of a sergeant with a fucking...
But I'm really not concerned with, like, I'm not trying to do a bunch of damage. I'm trying to control.
Okay.
Right, but
whatever space I'm in.
Well, then chopping might be best.
Yeah.
Because of the plus to hit.
But the war pick has a direct advantage to not need to keep that flow up. And it still is functionally always a plus one. And it's also just really nice to roll a one and go, ha-ha!
Yeah.
Because you're like, God damn it, I rolled the one. Ah, I rolled the one!
Yeah, do we have a war pick set up?
Not really, but I mean, if you just want to make it a piercing one-handed weapon, you know, does what? A D6, I mean, then we don't have an issue. I mean, it's functionally the same as using a...
non-versatile sword.
Yeah, a rapier, you know.
I might just go sword. Celtic. I'm thinking...
like a leaf sword?
Celtic arming sword. Not crossed. Released from the...
same side.
Same side.
Mm-hmm.
The Celtic way, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking a big staff. She wields a staff, kind of doubles as a walking stick, and
broken glass on the end.
Broken glass? That's mm-hmm. kind of a cool idea. Wait, oh, you mean like broken glass like Tong Po puts on his fists in Kickboxer? Or do you mean like a symbolic broken orb because she's death?
Oh, I Kickboxer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of like the broken orb.
Like you've been in a really shitty area where they've like cemented broken glass on top of their walls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, an orb that's broken, right? It's got a chunk taken out of it, symbolically.
Cool.
She's a death.
Could have been the original soldier. Masters.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it could have been his. And he, like, dropped it when last he left and got. Says, I don't give a shit. He died, remember?
His life force was housed in a gorb, so he couldn't die.
So if he died, dropped it, and he, like, so he died, he drops it, crack, and she's like, oh, you dropped it, and he falls over dead, and then like they come and take everything else because he like owed shit.
What if to put your life force into an orb, it takes a year worth of ritual, and then he dropped and broke and goes, ah, shit, I'll get around to it, and then just probed before he did.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she's got a sword. She has a sword. I'm trying to imagine what it's like. For somebody, probably his, right? Like he was a wizard.
Yeah. Or is it a wizard's sword or is it an Eshwin sword?
I think. Yeah, let's go Eshwin. What kind of sword does a bat use?
What if the staff opens up into a sword?
Like a Zatoichi cane sword?
Ornate?
Maybe it's like overly ornate, right? Like it doesn't fit
Victorian.
Her.
I'm always thinking like a cutlass.
Yeah, a cutlass could be cool. Or like, what's the Arabic beheading sword? A jauhar?
Ooh.
Something like that. But then you're not stabbing with that.
Like a scimitar. Or just even a scimitar is pretty good.
Oh, is that the flat-edged one?
No. You're thinking of the European executioner sword.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. It's the one they use for modern-day beheadings. It's a very long, thin, curved sword. No, how about then just almost like a gladius-length sword with a bunch of inscriptions on it? She has no idea what they mean. That's it. So it's like, it might be magical. She has no idea.
Right.
That's it. It provides her no passive benefits whatsoever. She's just like, well, if they get it close, I'll stab them with this thing that has turquoise inlay in the handle.
Right. Hit points?
You have 26.
All right.
That does, so being that I've taken step one in Radiance and step one in Marksman.
You want the Marksman gets plus five.
Yeah, okay. I think we should always say colloquially.
Gotcha.
Base is the highest hit points
all
of
right,
that.
Then that
double
gives
step.
Me 21.
Yeah,
I forget how to figure this part out.
So what is your core? What's your step one?
Core champion, step one champion, and scoundrel.
You end up, I think, with 25 is the best version of that.
Now, a mechanical question, because all of my like healing and a lot of the mechanics are based on composure, but I know my chance to hit is intelligence. So
with Yeah, well, except for if you're using a bow. Are you using a bow?
No, I was...
You're going straight magic, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going pure magic. I was going to use a wand. I was thinking... initially, I had set intelligence as the high one, but I'm wondering now, given the shielding, if I shouldn't put the composure as my highest stat.
I think because you don't have to roll to hit your allies with heals. With Frixa, I went composure.
Okay.
I focused on that, and I was not unhappy. Like, I didn't really care that much when I missed enemies, and when it was important, I spent momentum.
Gotcha. Yeah, but you can still end up with, like, 4 and 5?
No, not at level 0.
Wait, because you pick...
The highest you can have in anything at level 0 is 4.
Is it 1, 1, 2, 1?
No, it's 3, 2, 1, and then you get plus 1 to any
plus
2.
Plus 1 to 2, all right.
Talents.
Let's do that first.
All right, so my character gets sneak and awareness, which are great. There's very good talents. And I get one more to pick. I think composure.
Ritual?
Oh, magic. Well, that would be intellect. And she's already got awareness for that.
Okay.
I think I almost want intimidate for this death mage. She could be a little spooky, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fine. I think I might do that. I'll do that composure intimidate.
Bones and skulls hanging out for her and shit.
What about you guys? Toll didn't get any 3 they want.
Yeah.
So you guys are in rougher waters than I am, so... You have to figure out.
I was thinking tactics.
Just got like figuring out strategy, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be intellect for sure.
Yeah.
I definitely think since my character is going to be
pretty flamboyant, something that's distraction oriented or performance oriented, or not literally he's going to go out and dance, you know, in front of an army.
How about just distract?
Even? Distract is pretty good. Just
yeah, that's not
or, just, or like what would you like?
Bluff. I mean,
a bluff. Yeah, yeah like a bluff, yeah. Or like to put on airs. Just like if I was to say
diplomacy.
Yeah, diplomacy would definitely be one. One that you know you go up and be like, oh well.
Well, I think it's like would diplomacy be intelligence and then bluff be composure?
No, they're both composure.
Both composure.
Yeah, for sure. They imply a. You're not getting rattled. Uh-huh. You know, you're not nervous in whatever the situation
is. I feel like diplomacy would fall under your plus five for patrician, mm-hmm. and you would take bluff.
To be this, to be underhanded with it or to be, like, dishonest. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty good. That's under, and that was under intelligence?
Composure.
Composure.
Would be bluff.
Yeah.
Because you're already getting a plus five to diplomacy checks.
Right.
Just for being a noble.
Right.
But with, like, intelligence, you could have, like, hierarchical knowledge or, like, etiquette.
Etiquette, but that would fall under...
I think that would be intelligence.
Well, for my profession, I put aristocrat, because nobility, aristocrat, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the hierarchy understanding or, like, the... like
that's part of your profession,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a wizard. I could put... focus, like ritual, like some kind of focus, right. Under like I could do that and it would also get the plus five if you double up that it's in your talents and your profession. That's fine. I mean, you just roll twice with the talent.
What's a good dexterity talent?
Grapple, because that's strength or dexterity. You could do
grapple's done.
Okay,
that works. I'm just looking for one. What's more
like myself? Acrobatics, you know, acrobatics is.
I was going to say acrobatics or gymnastics.
That's a good one for your character if you're going to be very swashbuckly.
Yeah. So what sounds better, gymnastics? I guess because acrobatics sounds more aerial.
No, well, acrobatics is. I mean, if you needed to jump over somebody or slide under their legs, it's it's like an acrobatic maneuver. Yeah. You know, if you think of acrobats, they jump over under
all
you know
that stuff.
Yeah, roll.
Acrobatic aristocrat.
Yeah.
I went medic because when you brought up thinking about disease and stuff like that, I was like, that's a really good point. I wasn't super tied to scholar. It was just kind of like, oh, that could work, but medic is more useful.
You could do medical knowledge and any time
like anatomy?
Yeah, like if just medical knowledge. Yeah. Like where if you're saying, well, you don't know what this guy's sick with or you don't know what's wrong with him and you need to diagnose, maybe diagnose, double roll, you know, that kind of
thing. Yeah, because that could be useful because then he's like, all right, is it a broken leg or is it a twisted ankle?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking more like, look at these symptoms. You know, this is might be something specific.
Well, that fits kind of with the character flair I was thinking of, kind of having been like a healer somewhere and gotten tied up in the Civil War and like, just, nope, I'm going to go to the far reaches and get away from that.
For my intellect, I was thinking something like politics or bureaucracy. To be able, the thing I'd want to be able to do is like connect the dots and be like, oh, you're guarding the bridge. We're the marshals. Technically, you don't answer to us. But that means you know so-and-so, and he knows my boss so-and-so. Like, being like that kind of thing. And it's not a bluff, but it would be, like, understand. Because being an aristocrat, you'd, like, know who's supposed to be below you.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
No. So, in other games, knowledge skill, there's one associated just with nobility.
Right.
Or history.
Yeah.
I think you kind of get both. You know, like, in that kind of thing. If you say, like, a... something like that, like history of nobility or something, or
societal structure, political structure.
You just say
just bureaucracy.
Bureaucracy, yeah. Bureaucracy.
You're
a
bureaucrat.
One.
Yeah.
Which is funny because you're also nobility, which they don't really.
That's why I put aristocrat instead of just nobility.
Yeah.
Isn't an oligarchy just like a bunch of bureaucrats, but they have to be born into a family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to be born into a family for oligarchy.
Acrobatic, bureaucratic, aristocrat.
Acrobatic, bureaucratic, aristocratic.
You should really make like just business cards with that. Yeah.
I do have a name for him finally.
What is it?
Bentley Garrison.
Ooh. Ah. No bumper sticker on that car.
Yeah.
I'm thinking for a composure one, being medic, former surgeon, possibly that kind of route. It would be very difficult to unnerve. Like, I feel like any kind of intimidation or stressful situation, that person's going to be like, nope.
You're very composed. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you've seen the shit.
Yeah.
So.
Like, well, you're not bleeding out of an artery.
Unflappable.
I'm fine. Yeah.
Unflappable is
like
the one we used before.
Unflappable.
Yeah. And be composure.
Unflappable. He's alive, damn it. So for my overwhelming strike, I'm rolling 3d4. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
for Helmet Splitter.
Yeah, I already looked it up.
Yeah, that's 27. God, what?
It's better, right? Like, this is, it's more fun.
It's 2d12 plus 1d8.
Damn. Helmet Splitter should feel like that.
Yeah.
I don't really have any objections to that shit. Helmet Splitter had better be great. That's why you play a champion.
God. Yeah, this is, I can see how this is a little bit of home, just a little bit of homework when you do level, but when you have it, when you have the answer there, it's not like you have to do anything.
Well, and it's the only time you look at it.
Yeah.
But it's also a weird situation where I feel like if you played this game for 2 years, once a month, you would start memorizing early dice tiers pretty fast.
I already have the early ones memorized. I know that 1 is a D4, 2 is a D6, 3 is a D8. 4 is 2d4.
It's like, I was like, man, I'm not really sure about the venom aspect of it, like the poison aspect of it.
It's great,
but it's built so fucking good
that it doesn't.
It's like, fuck.
And
yeah,
poison
kind of gotta.
Poison is just such a nobility.
It is fun in its own way. And then once you guys pointed out that like poison would be the noble's way to kill someone else, it's like, I can't challenge him to a duel. He's too quick. Must be put the poison in his tea.
You know, and not to mention, you've decided that your guy's kind of a liar. A little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, I think that's the only, I don't think he's an asshole.
He's a scoundrel.
Yeah, he's a
rake.
I would say he's probably this much rake and this much rapscallion.
So, Doug did two different
hand gestures.
Hand gestures. One, the rapscallion was larger.
Yeah, by a factor of like 3.
A significant margin.
You're going a little bit Porthos, a little bit Han Solo. And Han Solo would absolutely poison somebody.
Han Solo would totally poison somebody.
Well, envenom them.
Yeah. I think
he shot first.
I think Bentley considers himself a ladies' man, but he's not really. Like, it's like, it's he will definitely exaggerate. It's like, really, he only got to second base, and he's like, oh, I knew her. Her carnal knowledge was
we had
exchanged.
A fine evening.
Yeah, if you catch my drift, and it's just
like so you bought her a sandwich, and she said thank you, and then she went away. Yes, that is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I almost like the idea of you would pontificate, and then as soon as you're called out on it, you immediately backtrack and be like, yes, yeah, well, yes.
Of
yes.
course.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. How dare you insinuate anything untoward happened?
Yeah. Because the one thing he doesn't want to be called out on is a liar.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, because that's a...
But he wants to get as much as he possibly can.
Oh, yeah. He'll see what he can get away with.
Yeah.
But if you immediately call him out on it, he's just like, no, of course not. Oh, yeah, of course not. Yeah.
She's a true lady. I would never dream of dishonoring her in this way.
It'll take more than a single rendezvous for me to crack this nut.
You expect me to kiss and tell? My goodness. Gentlemen.
So you kissed her then?
Discretion is my primary concern.
Sounds like you've already got a voice. You've already picked a voice for Bentley. Not Bentega. Bentley Garrison.
Bentley Garrison.
I was thinking of the car.
Greedo didn't shoot, did he?
Do you have a...
Yeah, he shot second.
Do you have a rank?
In the army?
In the marshals, yeah.
One of you would be like a captain or a lieutenant.
Field marshal.
I'm a sergeant, thank you very much.
But I mean in the marshal service. But a captain is...
But also, captains in the police force, captains rarely show up to like do stuff. Those are paper pushers at that point usually.
But what I'm thinking, like a Texas Ranger, like a captain is like the actual guy who actually goes out and does something as far as a leader. And in the army, a captain is not, you know, he leads a company.
Yeah.
Like, that's not really that high rank.
Captain is, if you're not on the sea.
Yeah.
Captain is a term that shifts meaning all the time.
Yeah.
If you're on the sea, everybody knows what it means.
Mm-hmm. Or a lieutenant. But if you want to be Sarge.
I'll be a lieutenant, but then I have to change my name.
I love that it's called lieutenant British cultures, because otherwise it means somebody who lives in a toilet.
But even lieutenant is like commands too many people for it to be the amount of people at this table.
That's true.
That's what I like. A sergeant would lead a small group.
Yeah,
like,
a sergeant would be
like
a squad of four.
A pone in aliens.
Yeah.
Let's call it.
So we have a sergeant. Do we have corporal?
We would have a corporal and then two. They wouldn't be privates. They would be marshals.
Ooh, it's how comfortable are you using a voice for your character, so we know when it's you and when it's your character.
That is something that I'm going to kind of find out. I'm not sure. Like, I can do a voice, and what I have found is, like, if I'm quoting something where I already know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. I tend to have an easy time doing a voice. Like, Helsing abridged. I got very good at doing Alucard's voice because I loved so much of it that me and Austin and Corey would just say it back and forth
and
at each other.
Around, yeah.
But thinking in the voice is the hurdle that I'm kind of coming to. So I'm going to have to put some kind of spin on it, but I'm going to try to keep it close to mine so that it isn't so much of me trying to remember to do the voice.
Feel free to just blatantly steal.
Yeah, because that's, I mean, I roll dice to steal,
right?
You know,
or don't be afraid to even in that situation be like, let me take that again.
Yeah,
I want to take that again.
So have you got a character name yet?
So I have. I'm kind of going the Cher route of just one name, if that works.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so am I. That's
all right. Sure. Yeah, I was going Madonna. With Cal.
Cal.
Yep,
that's good. Cal is our medic.
Mm-hmm.
Radiance. Generally, like, a explosively radiant mage medic, right? Like, you're an explosion that happens all the time. I think my character is the exact opposite. It just causes, like, zones of decay.
Well, I mean, that's, right. If you're going core step one and you're doing core step one, that only makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Just rot.
Duality.
I kind of want you guys to be the best of friends, literally, because of that, though.
Like, I kind of want you to have a baby.
Well, you know, it would work, because what I'm thinking is that I was a healer in a town. I was very comfortable. I'm Akinoshin, the war breaks out, and this town gets caught somewhere in the middle of it. And basically, like, everybody I know dies. And my character's age, I'm going about 40. So he, at this point, now in the squad of marshals, he kind of gets into the law enforcement because despite all of his power, nothing. Like, he is kind of sole survivor of the group of people that he knew. Mm. So he's now kind of jaded. He's got a very dry, dark sense of humor, very acquainted with death. He is on the side of fighting it when he can, but understands that it wins the overall battle every time. So being associated with and friends with someone who kind of controls death more so would be a very sensible...
Gallows humor.
Yeah. And I'm kind of thinking of adding a layer where he is just fanatically loyal to us. Like, if he loses one more person, that might be it for his sanity. So kind of...
That'd be fun to play with, yeah. Because my guy isn't very strong. And I'm going in there with a sword to stab people. Hopefully just dodging and moving enough to where it doesn't matter.
Well, you got a bubble just in case.
Right.
I don't know what kind of voice to do for her, but I imagine she's very friendly, but spooky.
You want to go... Spooky. Spooky tree trunks?
Oh, like, hey... Everybody,
a fly landed on my pie.
I'm gonna get you, fly.
Maybe something tree trunks adjacent. Maybe, but like,
I really like that.
Like the soft.
Yeah, but maybe not southern tree trunks. Like maybe like a,
hey everybody, I know what.
No, I'd go right back into tree trunks.
Yeah.
I don't. Watch where you step now.
You were just turning into the old man that chases Chris.
Yeah.
I got something in my pocket for you. Why don't you reach in there?
What about some Betty White? Throw a little Betty White in there.
I can't even imagine what she sounds like.
I think when I was saying feel comfortable stealing anything, because no matter what you do, even if, like, I want to do Christopher Walken, it doesn't actually sound like Christopher Walken. It just sounds like a different version. So
I was almost thinking like Christian Schaal.
Everybody, I think we could really make this work.
But just like even her vocal tics are a little worse even. Just like,
I'm really excited about everything we're doing.
I like that a lot. Little bit Kristen Schaal, a little bit you're on the sauce, but you're not quite sure.
She's spooky and creepy, so it's like, that's throwing very...
a little. That's, you about to say Moaning Myrtle in there a little bit?
Say a little Harry Carey.
Yeah.
A little female Harry Carey.
Hi.
Would you be buried on the moon? I would.
Bentley, I didn't want to say anything in the middle of combat, but that move was very sexy.
No fraternization.
She'll place her hand on somebody's cheek and be like, this is just, I just don't want to hurt you.
This is going
to
be
all right,
fun.
That's my
and
character.
Then does something awful to them.
Yeah.
Like, suck the life out of them.
It's hard to rip your insides out.
That's amazing.
All right.
It's a very good compliment to just a jaded, gruff person that heals, like...
What have we got for Bentley and
Regibald.
I was going to say Ruthershire. Regibald.
I'm seeing Regibald as very like, you know, work hard, play hard.
Not like a Hammerlock.
A little dignified, a little light step, boys. Keep it going. I think we've had a lovely time.
The funny thing is that the entire time I'm thinking about like this aristocrat with Bentley, the attitude is going to bounce off of that really well, because we obviously both come from like a part of society that respects the structure and like everything has a place and everything in its place. But my attitude would be very much like, you're so wound up, you got to relax and have fun, like, and not like in an asshole way,
yeah,
but like in a way of just like, I don't know how you do it, you know, like it's like how can you be so wound tight all the time?
I think there's a secondary thing of that, which is Regibald is not noble, but aspires to be like, to be more
the dignified,
to be more there, stiff, you know, stiff, yeah, upper lip, yeah, kind. And you are that thing, and you're like, he's like, if we had switched places at birth, you could be very important,
right?
But you're not,
right?
And
exactly.
Neither am I.
Yeah. It's like, because I have that feeling. The thing that would probably be in the back of Bentley's head would just be that someday this war is going to end, and if I'm alive, I'm going back to a situation where I'm already ahead of everyone here anyway. And not that means you're lesser than me or don't deserve respect, but just in a way that I'm just not worried. Like, you know, like, whoever wins is fine. It's not going to matter to me. I'm going back, you know, to daddy's house.
It's like, will we get enough coin to earn wine?
Yeah, like, until, because
you,
I made
no principles,
I'm
boy.
I'm probably money wise, I'm probably cut off for the time being.
Yeah,
but it's like, I'm going back to, well, it doesn't matter.
Maybe just the fact that you joined the military cut you off.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh,
they,
no,
they,
I'm
they
sure.
Didn't approve of that.
I'm, yeah, almost, yeah, saying, yeah, the opposite. He was cut off. He went to the military knowing that if he serves his full term,
I come back.
This,
yeah,
is coming back again, into the good graces.
I love the idea of very foppish, going to parties and doing nothing. And then when his dad's like, I was in the army when I was a young man, and it built character. Basically, everything that you, yeah, are is like, yeah, it's kind of like,
you're
what
his dad.
Yeah. Like, you are the surrogate father, where I'm just like, oh, I thought joining the army, I thought, would be way harder than this. And it's just like, it is hard, but I don't want to acknowledge in the way, mm-hmm, you know?
But how's his voice notably different from Grandin? Because it'd be very easy to do this,
yeah,
character with Grandin's,
I think,
voice.
I think it had to be a little higher. So if it was, I don't want to go up here. Like, that's, oh my goodness, that's not
heavens to Murgatroyd.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's more like if Grandin was higher pitched, but also a little bit drunk, somehow walking out into a field of battle, and I look across and I see the way that these people are dressed. I'm like, my goodness, have you never been to a tailor before?
Is there any rookie in our group, or are we just like, hey, we've been together? It's been like at least 5 years of this group together, or. Maybe we've already done like two full missions together.
I would say that we're all.
I think I'm the youngest.
I think we're all veterans, but this might be like, this is our second stint, our second or third stint together. We've,
right,
been together for like a year and a half, and we're not old hands at doing this thing. Like, mm-hmm, we all did other things. This isn't our. This is nobody's first
yeah,
choice.
I think, yeah, the first two missions they threw at us, we didn't die.
Yeah.
So I think like.
I like to think I did 15
came,
years,
yeah,
in the proper army and,
yeah,
then retired. Not because I saw the Civil War coming, but even like it happened, I'm like, oh, thank God.
Dude, or is it maybe
that's too much of a decision?
Do you think maybe?
Right.
Do you think maybe I joined the army, and father was like, oh fuck, I didn't think he'd actually do it. I got to talk to somebody.
Transferred?
I got to talk to somebody, get him transferred away from the front lines. But maybe I'm not aware of that.
Well, yeah, like, you being
that,
the heir.
Yeah,
he was trying to get you.
He's like,
to move.
He's like, he's the heir. He's the sole son that I have. He's got to toughen up if he's gonna be like. Because once I'm gone, is this my legacy? And then cut to, oh my goodness, what a terrible joke you just made. And it's like, fuck, this guy can't.
It could be even better if your father served in the military. He could have been my captain or my,
oh,
lieutenant,
yeah,
or my
down
my,
the line.
Yeah, yeah, and he's like, ah, oh, Regibald. Mm.
Hence the bureaucracy.
He will
coming into play.
He will make a man of this child.
I'd, yeah, almost
this
think
whelp.
I'd almost think that Regibald is more eager to know more about,
oh, yeah,
his, mm-hmm, father. So maybe Regibald took this to
knew
getting
him,
good,
yeah, yeah,
with his father.
Got to make sure you don't want me killed on your watch.
How is the Lord Garrison?
This feels very the route Kelton's life could have gone.
Yeah.
Oots, what's your character's name again?
Cal.
Cal. With a K?
Yeah, K-A-L. I'm trying to think of, I'm gravelly. I feel like kind of an old gravelly voice, but it,
I feel like we've already established that Cal and Nin have at least mm-hmm. some kind of relationship, and Bentley and Regibald have some kind of relationship. Mm-hmm. Let's do the rest, right? Like let's bridge the gaps between all four of us.
I would say my corporal would probably be Bentley, just because I do feel an aristocratic loyalty.
Do you, yeah. I don't. But,
there's
imagine,
some nepotism that you guys are creating.
But
I'd almost imagine that Cal is like your second in command, and you
I just have paper. The title.
Yeah, on paper. But yeah, Cal is the one I look to of like, we're in the shit now, boy.
It's like,
let's
do it. It's like in your mind, the title of corporal somehow protects me.
Yeah.
Like if we got caught if we were behind enemy lines, if I'm a corporal,
yeah,
they're going to treat me better than if I was just, you know, a private whatever.
Yeah. And Cal just doesn't give a shit.
So there's my paper second in command.
Yeah.
For muster and getting up and doing PT, I'd be like, yes. Yeah. And then like in the shit. I'd
so
be like,
so Cal is the most grizzled of the group, veteran. Probably has seen the most horrible things. That's he's unflappable. He's gone through all that shit.
I would say I would definitely innately respect Cal, and also I think mechanically we are very symbiotic.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like your character Josh might be the newest to the group because you have the kind of the aristocrat and the ties there, the old hand, and then we found this glass cannon Eshwin that just destroys things, and we're like, we're going to bring you with us and protect you. And
it you're literally going eats to kill people's things. Lives.
Actually, I have a better thing. Both of them are new. We've been around.
Okay.
And the idea is you're not offended that he became my corporal, and you're like, I'm doing this for political reasons. I'm trying to climb some ladders.
Yeah. I'm about the mission, the goal. Like the titles mean nothing.
And because I'm also generally I'm about too that, old for you're this. Fine.
Yeah.
But you're like, maybe that's the thing you resent about me a little bit.
So Max,
yes,
is do we know the reason we're being sent to this area?
No.
Okay. The reason I ask is mm-hmm. because I could give Nin is kind of an outlier.
Yes.
With this, and I could give her a goal that is adjacent to this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, she maybe her goal is she's interested in more wizardly shit related to what her, you know, former tutor did or, you know, her former master did.
Yeah.
There could be something related to this, or it could be something like she wants to learn more about this specific species or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And that could be why she was assigned to this group.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Not really. This is the ass end of the Empire.
Okay, so maybe that's what she wants.
Yeah,
she kind of wants to be at the opposite side of it.
Like, it is still the Empire. There is civilization.
So away from the front line that no one really cares.
But we're in Kettering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think Nin is probably attracted to Bentley sexually.
I was gonna say, because me being the youngest guy, I was thinking I was like 26, probably been doing the army thing for 2 or 3 years at this point, so like still pretty fresh faced about it, and got promoted very quickly, obviously. But
everybody wants to get in good with his dad.
Yeah, and it's not to say that he's not
capable.
You know,
yeah,
it's just his life.
But I think he has no interest in being a corporal or leading people. I think this. Yeah. I think he thinks of this as a sojourn. This is a big fat field trip that's going to last 4 or 5 years.
Rumspringa.
Yeah, this is going to be a 4 or 5 year Rumspringa field trip that he's going to have some great stories, and he's going to be able to tell all the ladies back home about what a big brave man he was.
I'm trying to think of what Nin. So I think Nin and Cal have an instant like
yin and yang.
Yeah, this is a good little dynamic we got going on. Bentley comes in, you know, a young, strapping, beautiful piece of man meat like the Knight of Flowers.
Clearly rich.
Yeah, she doesn't really care about rich people.
Right.
She just likes that she's been trapped in a, you know, cloistered for 30 years.
Yeah, with an old wizard.
Yeah, gets out and is like, woo.
She's like,
mama like.
Yeah, Nin gonna get her groove back kind of thing.
This is how Nin
you're
got
you're very
her groove
pretty.
Back.
I would like to watch you rot.
Yeah. How do you think Bentley feels about Nin?
I think because he had a sheltered existence, he didn't know many non-Toldens until after he left the capital. So I think any advances, he'd probably not understand.
Yeah, and she's really creepy.
Yeah, there's a creepiness to it, but he's not impolite about it. I think
she's an evil witch.
If
looks like a giant bat.
I would say, if anything, definitely more of a maternal figure, where it's just like, oh, I have, again, thinking of it in like,
oh, he's trying to be ultra polite.
Yeah, definitely ultra polite, where it's just like, oh, this is clearly the mother figure, this is clearly the father figure, this is clearly the older brother figure, even though you're the oldest one. It's
right.
Because of the hierarchy that's set forth by the Marshalls. Yeah. So, the
older brother figure. Okay, so you're looking at this as like a pseudo-family.
Right. No, that's the thing, because I'm a million miles from home, right, and I'm thrown in with you lot. It's like, well, this is the new... my subconscious is like, this is the family dynamic now. Because I never had to live without it. I've never lived alone in my life.
Right.
This is automatically going to fill that gap. And it's like, well, if this is the new family, then that must be brother, that must be father, and that must be mother, even though I'm never going to consciously like realize that.
I don't think she acts to Regibald much like a mother.
No, you know? No, no. But I think that's what's going to be funny.
Right,
like,
okay. So Regibald and...
Yes.
So, wait, actually, we haven't figured out you two. Right?
Well, I have thoughts on that, because brother, but almost uncle, because I have a feeling that Cal would very subtly but almost constantly rag on Bentley in ways that he attempts to make it to where you don't, like, it goes a little over your head.
Which is
where, like, you'll say something and be, you know, the aristocrat, and I'll make some, if I can make it happen, but make some underhanded comment about, like, yeah, things coming easy.
Yeah.
Like, just because
you've had it so fucking hard.
Yeah.
And Bentley's life has been wine and roses.
Yeah. Like, but I still find, like, I like him. He's my squad mate, but I'm constantly just going to poke under the rib.
To see if there's anything actually below that surface.
But also, like feel like he needs it.
Yeah. And try to make you better.
He does need to grow up a little bit.
That's true. Yeah.
I think Regibald would see Nin in a way of I disapprove of your means, but I cannot argue with your results.
Yeah.
He's like, you're creepy, you're spoopy, but you follow orders and stuff dies in front of you. And also, so I don't care.
Yeah.
I feel like Regibald wouldn't remind her of her master, but she's used to just doing things and not understanding them. Because she's like, study this for 10 years. Okay, here we go. Hey, I found this. Is that very good? You found it. Oh, okay.
Oh, well, then I almost think I would want to be more constructive. Like, you should be more independent.
Whatever you say.
In the army?
I'm grooming all of my soldiers to be commanders.
Well, we're not technically in the army. You guys are former marshals. Military. We're lawmen.
Yeah. Okay. How you guys feel about this?
I'm feeling good.
Max.
I'm feeling sitcom-y.
Yeah.
Okay.
Max, how do you feel about this?
I like it. I'm ready. I think you guys are put together something really cool.
Okay. How many years have we been together now in this group? If Bentley and Nin are the newest,
I'd say
how long have they been in here?
I would guess, because I haven't been out for long, I would say maybe with this particular group, a year or maybe even a little bit less.
Okay.
Like, we've done...
Six, 8 months?
I would say we've probably done 2 or 3 missions together that succeeded. So we know how the machine works, and we're comfortable with each other. But as far as, like, history, like, built rapport, I would say probably for me not more than a year.
Okay.
Well, I even like the idea that maybe if in this province or the series of provinces, we've done 2 things, and this was so low on the list.
Mm-hmm.
That we kind of burned through the other 2 big, that were less complicated but seemed more politically important.
Right.
And now we're like, okay, here's the hard, shitty one that no one cares about. And we're like, got it.
Yeah. How long has the Civil War been, like, what's the timeline
on
that?
It just got hot.
Yeah, I think a year, maybe?
Yeah. But it's been a lot of threatening, posturing,
all of our
raising
campaigns,
political support.
All of our campaigns are taking place at the beginning, like whatever the starting date of this campaign setting is, for these, all of the campaigns that we've done so far take place, like, on that date. You know, okay. They start there. Eventually, if we're going to release pre-made adventures and stuff like that, they will be sequential, you know, where things have changed and the nature has shifted.
It would make sense if I've only been here with you guys for, like, a year, if the Civil War broke out a year ago.
Well, yeah. I don't think broke out is the right term. It's
heated up.
It was set up, and they were like, all right, well, mobilization has started. We're now gathering banners. A fight's going to happen. But what they think they're doing right now is they're going to, like, right now they're in dick measuring mode. They're like, who can raise the biggest host? Who can collect the biggest support? And if there's a definite winner in that,
like we need
there is no
lords.
War.
Right, there is
no war if someone can rally everyone.
But the problem is they can't. It's like a cold civil war that's about to boil over.
And that makes sense for your character, because there's a war. Your dad's like, oh, let's pull him out of the army.
Exactly.
And he saw it come. He called it.
And there's
hedging his bets.
Yeah, and maybe your dad is one of the last lords in his region that hasn't declared for one brother or the other.
Yeah, well, if he's got a son out there in the wind, he's not going to, you know. That just made an even bigger problem for him. All right, father, I'll finally go, and then you'll be proud. I bet I will.
Harumph.
Harumph.
You think you're just doing good by calling my bluff? He's like, bluff? I'll just go and do it. Whatever. It can't be that hard.
If you did it, father, it can't be that hard.
Yeah, exactly. You failed buttering toast.
Yeah.
I even like the idea of, like, you're drunk and hungover most of the time, but they're like, get up, and you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. He's like, go run for a while, and you're like, okay.
Well enough. There's this.
Okay.
That's exactly what I was like, yeah.
In medieval archer.
Do any of us have magic items? Do any of us have potions? Do any of us, like, is there any goodies?
Okay. Doug's character would have a magic item because he is an aristocrat. It would probably be an heirloom. What would you think for your heirloom?
Something that would be protective, like if his mom gave him.
I'm saying a sword, dude.
He's already got a rapier.
Yeah,
I'm saying that would be your. That would
you could maybe have a necklace.
I'd say a ring, like sigil.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like that actually. Yeah,
put the ring out there and be like, oh, well, it's like touching your face or whatever, just so people can see the ring, and it's just like, oh, fuck, okay.
Yes.
So I have to figure out what that does.
And then let's say Oots, you would have a healing potion of some sort.
Okay.
And
maybe give him a couple.
A couple healing potions?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we can roll on him.
I was going to say, do a d6 of healing potions. Because even six is not that much, honestly.
Right.
Three.
You get three healing potions.
And what strength? Do you want to just roll?
That one failed.
I've got the potion stuff right here.
Okay. So what are we looking at?
You got to tell me what it...
Mm-hmm. Is there a bonus to this roll?
You are a pretty old healer, right?
How many tiers?
He's not an alchemist.
How many tiers of healing potions? Well, I'm not necessarily sure he made them. How many tiers of healing potions are there?
As many as we want.
How many do you have basic ones that we have written down?
11.
Jesus. All right.
It's based on the dice tier system.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Is there a modifier on the roll?
You are not an alchemist, though, but you are an experienced healer.
Well, he would have purchased it from somebody who was.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But he is an experienced healer as well.
Yes.
So he probably would have purchased better quality items, yes. I think, for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well then add plus five to whatever you rolled?
Plus five for someone who has got a talent for alchemy, and I would say another plus two for a discerning eye.
D20 plus seven. So that is 19.
19 is a D10.
So that is 11.
11 is a D4.
And finally, 18, so that is 25.
25 is 3d4.
Damn, so, that's actually the highest healing potion we've ever made.
Question about my magic item. Is this just like a standard plus one to attribute, or is this something? What seems fair?
Well, if it's a ring, like maybe it will give you a bonus in certain skill uses.
I was thinking if it was just a plus one to an attribute, I was just going to say like plus one to composure. It presents a...
A facade, something that you can bluff with. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or maybe like, because you'd almost imagine it's plus one to composure skill checks, not really your base composure.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would even say.
Or if it's not even a plus one to an attribute, if it's just, you know, I'm up for whatever, but what do you think?
I was kind of thinking it'd be funnier if you were like, your family had a martial history and they have like a symbol of their martial prowess and then you have it. Mm-hmm. You know? Completely undeserving.
Would that be to intimidate, or
yes?
So what? Plus two, maybe to intimidate.
Sounds good to me.
Or to a
I was
defense.
Thinking plus one, but plus two
to a defense.
Ooh, I actually okay. like that.
Right, like if they want, if some so composure defense. So if somebody's rolling a stat against your composure, like if somebody wants to, for instance, if they want to roll against your composure defense, they have to roll. They have to beat a 10 plus your composure plus your level.
And then plus two for your ring.
Yeah.
Because in any moment in which you feel scared, you look at the ring. You go, no, I am noble.
So yeah, it's like an
plus,
anchor.
So plus two to composure?
Mm-hmm. Composure defense.
Composure defense.
It's not on your sheet. Okay. You'd put it on page two and say ring plus two to composure defense.
Right. Would you have any weird magic things that you don't really understand?
Probably, but I don't know if they would help me. Like, I mean, the sword is something I have that I don't understand, but I don't even know. Maybe.
What if we did a thing where, like, you had a random roll? Like, you're using your sword and you roll, and if you hit it, it actually does something for you, but you don't understand why it did that.
Mm-hmm. So, maybe like, that's a
you have to mechanically make that.
Exactly, I'm saying. Maybe that could be
a table. So, maybe that, and maybe you make the table, so I don't even know what's on it until I roll and you tell me what happens.
Yes, I'll do that. That sounds cool.
I will say this. If you make it positive and negative, please make positive more likely to happen.
Yes.
I don't have any armor selected yet. Should I just... I think something basic, like chainmail or something. What's like the basic...
What's your endurance?
What do you have?
My endurance is one.
So you can wear light armor.
Light armor.
Okay. Which would be like boiled leather, gambeson. Probably a gambeson would be...
Yeah. Gambeson is also... It's not represented enough in like fiction. It's fucking awesome.
In the Witcher, it's very clear.
Yes, it is very clear. In reality, it's a thing that a lot of people wore all the time, no matter what. Just for basic protection. Like, if you're walking around court, you're like, oh, I got my gambeson on. Because, like, why wouldn't I?
Because it's extremely hot.
Yeah. And in a drafty castle. Great.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You saw a picture of it?
Yeah.
Dude. And the weird test they've done, and they're like, is it better than leather armor? And they're like, no. But is it better for the amount of effort and price that it would cause to repair and upkeep it?
Yeah.
Yes.
So and easier to repair, for sure.
So gambeson's like light armor?
Light armor.
So it's just, what does that give me?
Plus one. And that one matters.
It does. It really does.
Yeah.
Do I get anything cool?
Do we have a group outfit or colors or sigil or anything like that?
Probably at least colors. I don't want to say flat out uniform, but like there's definitely at least...
That would be helpful for me, considering I'm not wearing armor.
I would like to put this up. I would like to be black and black.
I was thinking we should probably be, like, the Akhenoten Empire would probably have stock uniforms of different grades, right? So, like, they have their own gambeson with their own colors. So since I'm a spellcaster, I probably have some kind of appropriate vestments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That are the same color.
What are the martial colors?
A sash, if you will.
But I almost think
I was thinking the full uniform.
Okay.
I feel like the colors of the martial wouldn't be the same as their army colors.
No.
Marshals would be different.
Black and red.
For the marshals?
That seems sinister.
Mm-hmm. Seems left-handed?
Yeah.
All right. You're going with black on black.
Oh, no. I just want to make a reference to that rugby team because it's awesome.
Black with white trim.
Yes.
Black with purple.
Actually, I like black and white because that's the popo, dude.
But purple and white, that's a good look,
but
too.
But purple is royal.
Not in our world.
Black There's and still gold.
That's that connotation to our audience.
Black and I dig the black and white.
I dig black and white.
Not
white trim, but just literally like black and white.
Yeah.
Like, you ever
like
seen those
shooting
jackets?
Yeah.
I'm going to bring up some shooting jackets.
Not checkered, but black and white.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're not a ska band.
We're not a taxi group.
Yes.
That's dope.
That's a shooting jacket. It's black and white.
I like that.
It's almost Final Fantasy in a way. Like,
send that to me.
A bunch of these.
What is the function of the shooting jacket that looks like it came out of Final Fantasy?
Oh, the actual garment?
Yeah.
Like in reality?
Yeah.
Okay. It is a jacket made of multiple different stiff fabrics, leather, that kind of thing, that of different things, so that when you get into a shooting position freestanding, it is cinched in the right places, so it helps you form a more solid base so that your arms aren't taking as much weight, because when you get into position, it'll tighten on the right spots that it acts as a brace. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Because you're holding a heavy, rifle, and you have to stay there for a long time and hit multiple targets.
What kind of thing would you have?
I don't know. What, God, I don't know, God. Tell me what I have.
I was able to pick my own magic item. I would like...
Yeah, because I gave you all blatantly a magic item.
What did he say that you get, a magic item?
No, he didn't tell me anything. That's
so
what I'm saying.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, your military experience, what would be something you would have picked up? I am going to give you something with your shield.
All right.
You're carrying a shield, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a whole world of things we can give him. Like,
you could give him a shield that has one marking of heraldry, not both.
Cool.
Let's do that. Marking of heraldry.
So heraldry is a component of Citadel now.
Oh, okay.
The bonuses provided from those, I think, are mild enough if you just get one, right?
If you have, mm-hmm. And the fact that you have two and then you can start accumulating them. And also the idea that you could get more heraldry for doing something fucking bananas over the course of a long-term thing. Yeah. That works. I think that works.
Because you were in for 15 years, you did bananas things, but you're also kind of pompous that you would give yourself a little heraldry.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I was
not full heraldry.
I was awarded it after complaining way too much.
Yeah. Did you see the thing I did?
We all start with 15 momentum.
Yes.
And I think that's it. I mean, character creation in this game is easy other than, like, story-wise, right? Like, it's harder coming up with a character concept than it is mechanics of it.
Plus one momentum for everyone for great backstories.
Oh, okay. Shit. I'll do that.
I asked for a team. You guys gave me a team.
The weird thing is that with my dynamic where I'm like, okay, this is like the father, this is like the mother, and you're like the uncle, you're doing the actual more fatherly thing, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
I like it.
I asked for the 1968 Lakers. You guys gave me the 1996 Chicago Bulls.
What?
No, we gave you the 1986 Mets.
Ooh.
We're the underdogs who will surprisingly win.
Liam will not allow you to make any sports team reference without coming the Mets. Yeah.
That's what Mets fans do. There's only 12 of them, but they're loud.
Play Mets. Josh, editor's note, play back the audio when he was just like, oh, I hate basketball. I can never get into it. And he's just like,
all right, well, I feel like we got it. You guys feel like we got it?
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see how this group works in action. This is going to be so much fun. Oots, also, thank you for agreeing to do this with us.
Oh, I'm just honored and excited to have the offer. So, all right. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm excited for you to be at the table, dude.
You name dropped Tolden. I'm like, wow, he listens.
Okay, so thank you, everybody, for checking out this one. We've still got so much more to get into and so much more to build for the world and the game, and we really value your input. If you come up with a cool idea, share it with us on our Patreon. We'll talk about it. We're really into it. Also, if you have questions about GMing or anything like that, we may not know the answer, but we'll talk about it. I've GMed a lot. Liam's GMed a lot. Doug now has GMed a lot. And now Max is getting a decent taste of what it's like to not only GM but do it while being recorded and having to be accountable for what he said.
Yeah, at a high level. High level GMing.
Write in. Ask us stuff. We're happy to talk about it. And as always, check us out on our Patreon. We got tons of stuff for you there. We're always coming out with new things, including our Cutting Room Floor, which I think is practically its own podcast at this point.
The last one I listened to, I had such a fun time just listening to it. Being like, Cap is so funny.
Yeah. As always, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/RPGFS.
You can find us on twitter.com/homebrewhombres.
You can find us on Instagram at RPG from Scratch, but it's all one word.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.